when I was an engineer in the workforce, I would give men a job and I would tell them how I wanted it done. And I usually laid it out for them. And while we were there, I'd ask, is there any questions? Well, maybe one or two or three or four of them said, well, Thurman, if we did it this way or that way, if we added this here, that might make this better over here. And I'd listen to everybody. I did. And when they got through, I think, you know, John or Bob or Dan, that's a good idea right here. I'm going to change this little thing. We're going to do this way. And I'm going to do this little thing here. But now this is the way we're going to do it. Okay, now I take everything. I put it together. Who made the final decision? I did. Why did I make the final decision? Because I was the regional engineer and the vice president. Guess who was going to hold responsible for the job? Me. Not one of them. They work for me. I work for him. He's the one who wanted the job done. And I had to do it perfect, within a budget and everything. And after we got the final thing done, I said, okay, guys, this is the way we're going to do it. After I got all their input. And when I made that law, when I went back to see that project, I expected it to be exactly like I said. And if they did, I was happy. If they didn't, I was not happy. You're shaking your head like, yeah, I've been there before. I've done that. God made us men like that, didn't He? He made us like that. Now then, I'm going to tell you that in the Word of God, God holds the man accountable to be the spiritual leader of the home. Now, some men don't do that. And so when they don't, a lot of women take control. And they become the spiritual leader in the home. When you do that, ladies, I guarantee it'll bring sickness and disease to you or to your children. A lot of people don't know this. A lot of people don't believe this. But I'm telling you, I had one of the greatest cases ever of Frank and Terry Lugenheim. Have you heard their testimony? Yes, you heard it. See, Frank and Terry, in the 9 years they were married, when they first got married, of course, Frank was in his 30s. Now, he'd been a single man all of his life, and he'd done what he wanted to do. And then all of a sudden, he meets this precious, beautiful little girl, and she's a little older, too. You know, she's already out of college and everything. And they start going together. And, of course, when you take two people that are 28, 30, 32, 35 years old, they get married. And they've never been married. They got their own set way of doing things. She's been her own woman. He's been his own man, see. And you put them two together, you got a problem. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But who would ever dream it would bring sickness and disease into your family? But did God tell the man he's to be the spiritual authority and the wife is to submit to the husband? Did God tell the husband in Ephesians 5, 25 and on, did He tell the husband to love the wife? Did He? Sure He did. He told the husband to do that. Now, if the husband doesn't do that, or if the wife doesn't submit to the husband in all things, and the wife and the man, he is just made to do things a certain way, and he's supposed to be the final authority. And a lot of women in the church never understand this principle. And so the woman's going to be in control. As we read this, the Lord says, be careful to obey Him in all things. So when we don't do this, and that's what Frank and Terry didn't do. They didn't know these principles, although Frank was on staff in a church. You know, he wasn't just a going to church. He was on staff in the church. But they got into a little disagreement after about a year. Maybe he wasn't the big, powerful spiritual leader that she thought he should have been. So she takes control of things. And now then, they're both in disobedience to God's Word. So over the next few years, they have three children, three boys, and she miscarries three times. So she kills three babies. Doesn't understand this. But when she came to me one day, she said, I understand you have a healing ministry, and I have a young son that's about 8 years old, and he's had surgery on one of his legs, and it didn't work, and the other leg is beyond surgery. And probably in 6 months to a year, my son's going to be an invalid in a wheelchair at 10. How would you like to be a 10-year-old boy and be an invalid? You're a big, strong, healthy young man. You can do anything you want to do. You definitely wouldn't want to be an invalid, especially when you was 10, would you? Especially not because of mom and daddy's sin. But you have no idea, see, why these things happen. Well, the other two younger boys had allergies and asthmas and everything else, and they was in a doctor's office all the time. But she was in unforgiveness toward her husband for about 8 of the 9 years they'd been married. And then she heard about our ministry. And she came over here, and they go to a huge church in the Metroplex. Huge one. But she didn't learn these principles over there. So she come over here and asked me a question. Come to church one day and said, I want you to pray for my sons. And I said, what's wrong? She told me. I said, well, how's your married life between you and your husband? Well, she said, it's not good. I said, you got a grudge against your husband? Absolutely. In fact, I didn't know. Now, you can really tell the love this woman has for her husband when later she says, I had prayed for Frank to be killed in a car wreck where it would be an accident so I'd get double indemnity so I could pay off the house. Now, this is two Christian people. See, you don't really know what your mate's doing all the time, do you? Now, these are two Christians. See? I mean, I hate to say this, but are we kind of dumb in the church? Why are we dumb in the church? Because we haven't read this book and believed it. And so, see, she didn't know this, although her husband was on staff in a church, worked in a church. When she says, when I said, well, here's the problem. I said, you're not yielding to your husband. You're not submitting to him. You've got a grudge against him, so you've opened the door to the devil. And I said, you know, it's your fault. You're the reason your children are sick. She said, you're crazy. I've had a lot of women tell me that, so not a big deal. You know, when you tell people the truth, they don't want to hear it. She goes screaming out the door. You're crazy. I don't believe you. My children are not sick because of me. I said, woman, you ask the Lord. He'll tell you. Thank you, Jesus, for being a God that talks to us. Because she was fussing on the way home and said, this preacher's crazy. And he spoke to her and said, no, he's not. He has your answer. So she came back. And we sat down and talked. And she said, what do I need to do? I said, number one, you got to get rid of that grudge. I said, you have opened the door to the tormenting spirits. I said, God has sent tormenting spirits to your family to destroy your children. That's a hard one to believe that God would do that. You know it? But did you know in Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35, it makes that statement? How many of you have ever read Matthew 18, 21 through 35 and believes and seen where God will send a tormenting spirit to torment you if you don't do what He says? You've read that, but hadn't you, brother? You know, people don't think God will do these things to us. He loves me. He would never send a tormenting spirit to torment me, but He did. He did. And He will. And so, in those scriptures, she didn't know this. I sat down and explained Matthew 18, 21 through 35 to her. And verse 35, where Jesus told Peter, said, Peter, of course, just a few verses up from that, He said, and the Master, the Lord, sent a tormenting spirit to torment this man. And then in verse 35, Peter was told by Jesus, this is the same way my Heavenly Father will do each one of you if you do not forgive everyone from your heart. Now then, is it important that then the king, then the angry king sent the man to prison until he had paid every penny. And of course, when we go back to the King James in that, you'll see this in the King James, and the Lord was angry and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due. So likewise shall my Heavenly Father do also unto you, if from your hearts you forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Now, if God sends a tormenting spirit to torment you, this beast very well, since the tormentors come to steal, kill, and to destroy, what can they do to you? Any one of those things. And so this woman didn't understand this principle. And so by holding a grudge against her husband for 8 years, God had sent a tormenting spirit to her family to torment and even kill her children. That's kind of hard to fathom, isn't it, ma'am? But it's in the book, isn't it? It's written. So she said, okay, what do I have to do? I said, you have to forgive your husband, and then you have to submit to him, and you have to let him be the spiritual head of your house. She said, but he's not capable of being the spiritual head of the house. I said, it don't make any difference what you think about your husband. God made him the spiritual head of your house. And if God made him the spiritual head of your house, the woman, what is she to do? To submit to her husband. If you think your husband makes the most stupid decisions there ever was, it don't make no difference. Who's God going to hold accountable? Him. You're off the hook. You women got the best deal. All you got to do is submit to your husband and say, okay, God, he's yours. Lord, he did at least ask my advice about this. I can remember years ago when I was married to my first wife, Betty, before she got killed in that car wreck. We went to an investment deal one night, and we sat and listened to this. I had been very fortunate. I'd invested money in several places, and God had really blessed us. I mean, he really had blessed us. And so this night we're sitting here, and we're listening to this, and after we got through listening, I turned, looked over, and I said, what do you think about that? She said, don't touch that with a 10-foot pole. I said, honey, I believe we can make money on this. He said, you wanted my opinion? I gave it to you. He said, you're the head of the house. You make the decision, whatever you want to do. I told you what I would do. I wouldn't touch it. I said, okay. So I invested. I mean, who's responsible? What was her job? I asked her, and she told me. And after that, she never said another word about it. Never. Never. We were on the way home. She didn't say a word. Nothing about that. We just talked normal. Within a year, I lost that money, all of it. And I come to her one day and I said, honey, you were right. I said, I should have listened to you. She said, you're the boss. You make the decisions. I love you.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.